Hi there. I thought that since I'm so new here, I would give you a little story. A little story about some of my experiences that have shaped me and shaped my sexuality. And some of the things that have turned me on the very most. Would you like that? I know that. I'm sorry, my breath is already shaky because I'm just I've been edging myself all day long. I only found you 2 days ago, and I've just been this puddle of lust and wetness and shivery, twitchy body ever since then. And even last night, I was making a frittata, a fucking frittata for my family. And I'm standing in the kitchen, and something that you said, or something that I listened to, would just strike me. I would think of it, and I'd have to grab something, like the edge of the counter, to keep from, like, falling over. I'm sure everyone at my house thought, I don't know what they thought, but it was very difficult to make a proper frittata last night, let me tell you, because I was just so distracted and so wet. And twice while I was preparing it, I actually excused myself. I asked someone to come just watch the stovetop for a minute. And I ran into the bathroom, and I did what I needed to do, and there wasn't anything elegant at all about what I did in there. I just went in the room, and I locked the door, and I just shoved a finger inside myself. And it didn't take long because I was already so wet and swollen. My cunt had been clenching all day. So it just took a little touch. I would just rub my clit and think about your voice. I'm not gonna come now. I'm not gonna come now. I'm new to the world of edging. Just like I'm new to the world of Gone Wild audio. But I didn't edge myself last night when I was making that frittata, no. I bit my own arm to keep from being too loud since I had a house full of people. And then I straightened myself up, pulled up my pants. Some of you know that I don't wear panties, so there was none of that to be had. And I went back to my frittata. It was quite delicious, by the way. Broccoli, spinach. Don't hate on spinach. It cooks down to nothing. You don't even know it's there. Lots of bacon and eggs and Parmesan cheese. I don't know why I'm talking about food like it's sexy. Sorry. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just really fucking turned on. And even though I'm not touching myself, myself right now. I just stuck a toy inside me, and I'm just, even though I'm laughing and talking about fucking frittatas, I'm moving my hips up and down. Because I just, it's like I never stopped being turned on. No matter how many times I've come in the last few days, I just can't stop. Oh. So, and I think someone might be home now, so I've got to be quieter. No more loud screaming coming for me today. So, where was I? I was going to tell you about some of my early, not really early, but some of my early experiences with kink. Because I was always really a good girl. I've always been a good girl. Like, all through my teenage years, I didn't really ever have any interest in drugs or alcohol. I saw too many people in that state and how it controlled them, and anyway, everyone always thinks I'm stoned. When I was in high school, people would come up to me to buy drugs because I guess I have that vibe. And I was such a good girl then that, you know, they'd come up to me, and at first I wouldn't even know what they were talking about, and they finally had to really spell it out, and then I would be kind of shocked, and I'd say, "What? I don't sell drugs. I don't even do drugs." They would just be like, "Oh my God, why are you lying? You're so fucking high right now." And they would walk away, and I would just be like, "I don't know what you're talking about, dude." Because drugs and alcohol weren't my thing, but boys, well, men were my thing. Girls too, a little bit, but I'll talk about that another time. I always liked older men, and I always liked to flirt, and I tended to have at least two, like, violently raging crushes at a time. And I'm just kind of playing with my nipple now because, oh, thinking about high school reminds me of my high school nickname, which was a couple of them. The one that stuck for the longest time was Nipples, because I never wore a bra in high school. I didn't really feel like I needed one. So some people called me Perky, and other people called me Nipples, because I had nipples for days. And it didn't really bother me, because I really liked the boys and the men to know that I wasn't wearing a bra. And my nipples have always been quite prominent. They don't really ever get soft. They don't really ever relax, so they're always pokey. And they're so sensitive. And I can actually make myself come just playing with my nipples. Although it's better if someone else does it. I'm twisting one right now. And it's so funny how so soft the skin can be, but hard the nipple gets, and I'm just twisting it a little bit, so it hurts a little bit, but when I twist it or pinch it, then my hips give a thrust, and so the other thing about high school is that I stopped wearing panties at that time. I don't really remember why, but once I ditched them the first couple of times, I thought, oh, this is freedom. I'm never going back there. And because I was a little bit of a tease, I wasn't shy about letting people know what I wasn't wearing. And I don't want to give you the impression that I was totally easy in those days, because even though I was very flirtatious and God, I was really cute, I gotta say it. I was really cute. I was also really shy, and I didn't sleep around. And I fantasized about these men who were older than I, and I don't know what I would have done if one of them had actually taken me at my flirting, because I was very much like a scared little rabbit, and I might have hopped away, but who knows, maybe I wouldn't have, because later, about 10 years ago, I decided to embark upon like a journey of self-exploration. How's that for you? Like a very trite sort of journey. Let's say I was well out of high school at this point, and I'd experienced a lot of things, but I'd always been very curious because I suspected that I was sexually submissive, but I hadn't really ever formally explored that. And there were lots of things I thought about, or I watched porn or read erotica. I always gravitated to the same themes of domination and giving over total control, and spankings and bondage, and even some non-consensual play and daddy-daughter play, things like that. And so I decided that I really needed to find out. I needed to find out what I liked and what really... I'm sorry, talking about it is... it's... I can't... I don't want to stop. Stop. Oh, God. Oh. Sorry. It's like my hand had a mind of its own. It wouldn't stop, but mine didn't want to come yet. I'm not going to come yet. Taking my hand away from... Back on my nipple, back on my breast. Oh, I'm gonna suck my nipple a little. I really love that I can bite and suck my own nipples. Oh, that helps a lot. Okay, so back on track. 10-ish years ago, I decide I want to know. I want to experience things. I don't want to be afraid anymore. So I opened an account on bondage.com, alt.com, FetLife, I think. I don't know if it was around back then, but I know I eventually made my way over there. And oh God, I was so stupid about it initially. Like I didn't take any steps to protect my identity, and I'm not condoning this because a lot of bad things could have happened, but luckily nothing did. I mean, nothing too terrible. And pretty soon I made contact with someone who was local to me, and it's probably that I just had so many years of pent-up sexual curiosity, especially about my submissiveness, that it didn't take very long for me to just just agree to meet. Like, oh God, I don't think we talked very much at all. There wasn't there wasn't very much vetting on my part. And I agreed to give him my work phone number. And he would call me while I was at work. And I worked in a very, very tiny town in a very tiny place. With only, I had two people who worked for me, and I had a little tiny office, and he would call me, and he would talk dirty to me, and I could not say no. He would make me fuck myself at my desk, and he would make me come over and over again, and right with my employees right outside my office door, and I would beg him to... I would beg him to stop. Don't make me come. Don't make me come, please. And he would just laugh because he knew I couldn't say no. I was too pent up. And he would just... It didn't take much for him to make me come. Nobody had ever talked to me like that before. He called me all sorts of words that embarrassed me. And turned me on so much, I couldn't stop. I would say, please, please stop. Please don't make me come. Please. Stop. So I couldn't stop then, clearly. But I can stop now, at least sometimes. So he would call me. I would come many times while sitting at my desk and trying to look all proper. And then, oh, I don't know if I can talk about what happened next yet. Oh, I've been rambling for a really long time. I could tell you about the first time that he made me spank myself and how much I found I enjoyed that. He would make me spank myself 10 times. And if it didn't sound hard enough, or if he wasn't convinced it was enough, he would make me do it again and start all over. And I had to call it out, and it was so embarrassing. But it also really turned me on. I'm rubbing my hand against my ass right now, just remembering it. My hips moving. And I'm gonna do it now. One. Three, four, five, six, six, six. Oh, oh God, it may make me come. Seven, eight. I didn't. Okay. My hand is sore. My ass is sore. I'm so. I've been edging myself for so long today. That was. Oh, it was really good. I feel ruined. I'm ruined for any frittata making tonight. Don't think. I just started to say I don't think I can come again, but that's a lie. I can definitely come again. Maybe I'll wait until I can hear you. 'Cause my favorite way to come is, I don't know why this is a little embarrassing, but like whenever I listen to an audio or watch porn, I never come until the man does. I can't let myself. It doesn't matter how fucking hot the rest of it is, I do not come until you do. That's my preference. It's just so much better that way. It's time to clean off my toy. Sometimes when I come, I have to have something in my mouth. If there's not a cock nearby, I'll use my fingers or one of my toys, but. A nice hard cock is my favorite. Okay. I've been a very dirty girl today. I do need to cook something tonight. I don't think I can do another frittata, though. I hope you like this.